Back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, we're chatting today with Director Dennis Butler from the Riley County Police Department. If you've got any questions, you can give us a call, 785-537-1350. It is an interactive talk show, so we always like to get input from our community members. I want to talk to you a little bit today. We kind of plan a little bit ahead for these interviews, what we're going to talk about, and I thought training would be a good topic here today because I don't know that a lot of us in the public sphere realize some of the training that officers undertake. And part of the reason I bring this up is because Wednesday when we had the shooter situation down at Juliet and Yuma Street, the media, I included, we were down there, you know, getting photos, getting their footage for the TV station. And we actually encountered an individual who was inconvenienced by the road closure. And I was so shocked that he was out there cursing at officers. He actually got out of his car at one point, and there was an officer directing traffic, and she took the brunt of it, and I was just so shocked. We were a little unnerved at first when he got out of his car because he was pretty upset, but that kind of training, nothing escalated, thank goodness, but it's just one of those things. I've never experienced anybody telling off an officer. I would never do that myself, but I'm sure it happens on a day-to-day basis.
Well, what you saw was the result of excellent training and experience. I think I know who the officer was that you saw, and she's a very experienced officer. Our officers, as you can imagine, deal with a lot of people who are in crisis, people who've had a bad day or who are upset, and the last thing we want to do when we're interacting with someone like that is to make it worse or to escalate it. So the officers, from the day they're hired here, even before they're hired, it's part of the selection process to look for personality traits that are conducive to dealing with confrontational people and people that we think can be well trained to do what I just described, de-escalate, be good listeners. I have found, even in my job, if I have an irate citizen or someone who's upset about something and they call me, that being a good listener and letting them vent their frustrations, getting it out, not trying to argue, debate, or win the argument is often very effective in trying to get to the root of the problem and actually provide some assistance. I don't know if it happens every day like you described, but it's very common to see that. And I think if the general public had some sense of how often those things happened, it would surprise them. But I hope they would be very impressed by the approach and the demeanor our officers take to solve problems and not make them worse.
It's such an important aspect, I think, of the training to not escalate a situation. And as you described, you don't want something to get out of control or have some sort of unfortunate incident. That's probably just one piece of the training that goes into being a successful police officer.
You're right. We could devote a couple of hours to talking about the tenets of our training program. Being a problem solver, we hear that phrase used a lot, but being a problem solver and being able to critically think is part of being a good problem solver. For example, within a week of hiring new employees, whether they are dispatchers or police officers, they are given a problem to solve by our training staff. And they are asked to identify policies that are related to that issue, state statutes that govern what we can and can't do, what our authority is, other resources within the department, and they could be personnel resources. So finding other people who are experienced in these things and finding out suggestions or options they would provide on how to solve it. And then they have to make a stand-up presentation to the training staff and anybody else in the department who decides to stop by. And we can ask questions and we can point things out. And this is all designed to get them comfortable interacting with other people, talking about not just doing something, but why. What is my authority? What is my training? What other resources help me arrive at this decision to do this thing? And that continues on through their training until they are released to work independently, and it's very effective.
Now, does training continue after you become an officer, like every 6 months or something like that?
The state of Kansas requires sworn police officers to receive 40 hours of in-service training a year to maintain their certification as a police officer. We have a very well-developed in-house training program. So almost every Wednesday of the year, we have a training day. And those folks that aren't on vacation or leave or for some other reason not there, they're all required to work on Wednesday. And the vast majority of them are in some sort of training. This training schedule and curriculum is planned a year in advance. It covers state mandated things like firearms training for police officers, but other things like unbiased policing, workers' comp issues, LGBTQ+ liaison type training. It's really designed to continue to educate officers on the latest developments in policing. We have legal updates, so when the Supreme Court comes out with a decision, it could change the way we've been doing things because now the law is different. At least case law is now saying it's different. And so it's something that we are very fortunate to have as a resource in our department and not have to send our folks out for other training. We control it. We have lesson plans, curriculum, all of this stuff is governed by CALEA on what we have to cover and how we document the training. So it's very good, in my opinion.
Unbiased training is such an important aspect of this, too. You guys don't know where you're going to be called out at to go respond to an incident. It could be up at Colbert Hills. It could be, you know, down in the Aggieville area. It could be anywhere. But I imagine that's a real key to training officers not to take for granted where you're responding to a crime at.
You know where that, you're right about that. What's really even more important is we do have what I call regular customers, people that we deal with on a regular basis that we know by name. We know what their past issues have been. And it's very important that officers not prejudge the next call with the same person. Because when you start doing that, you start missing things and you start making mistakes. So we encourage them a lot to just take this new call on its face. There could be new issues here that haven't been addressed before or you haven't had an opportunity to try to help with. So don't make judgments. Listen well and go by what kind of information you're receiving on that call that day. And that really does help, I think, make sure that no matter who you are, you're getting the proper service or the service that we can provide with the resources we have.
To use a sports analogy, that's kind of, I guess, maybe if you're a really good basketball team, not overlooking your next opponent if they, you know, haven't won a game in like 15 years.
That's one way to look at it, yes.
All right. Well, very interesting. Director Dennis Butler, again, joining us here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Coming up on 9:28, we'll take our second break of the program and come back. More, we'll take your phone calls if you've got them, 785-537-1350 here on KMAN.